you know, Harris Andrews was good and serviceable, but not his usual dominant self. The big forwards for the Lions were non-existent tonight. They just sort of went through the motions. They didn't try anything different. They didn't try anything different with their forward structure. The Lions, just for me, they just look flat. They look like a side that's just can't get out of their own shadow at the moment on the footy field.
Yeah, shaking their heads at the moment out on the ground. Chris Fagan's out there talking to senior players, Joe Danaher and Lincoln McCarthy, just trying to get to the bottom. Yeah, their forward line didn't operate at all tonight, so they had 13 more entries than Collingwood. So they had 56 to 43, yet they could only kick 10 goals, 12. So they kick a lot of points, the Brisbane Lions, don't they? Time and time again, they kick
That's
more points
for
than
a
goals.
Few years now, hasn't it? Their inaccuracy.
I often find we're really critical of Melbourne going long and wide with their entries, and I reckon the Lions do that a lot, especially at the Gabba. It's a bit of a protection thing, so you don't get scored against on the rebound, but there's a number of times where they squared the ball up in the middle, and one sticks out to me. Andrews finds Archie in the dead centre of the ground, and it's very short down the ground, the Gabba. But his first instinct is to kick it wide. They're actually further away from goal, and then the next entry is a very difficult shot.
And the midfield for Collingwood, yeah, I agree with that, Jim. And the midfield for Collingwood were better. There was more spark, there was more run. And then you prosper as a forward. Elliott kicks four. Majacek was dangerous for kicking three. Bobby Hill, he only had the 9 touches and died out of it, but 3 goals early was instrumental for Collingwood. McCreary kicks 2 goals too. So you're right, they had contributors everywhere. Not Johnny Noble back in the team was really good with his run, 24 disposals. Dacos was a success off halfback with his 30. So yeah, full credit to Craig McRae and the Pies.
You mentioned Dacos there. Again, the game's in front of him. Noble as well, the big meters gained. And you see on nights like tonight, like no Kitty Coleman and even McKenna, it's just that point of difference coming out of the back line. Like, I think Wilmot tries to provide it. He tries to take the game on. But when you're playing a side like Collingwood, who's got so many small forwards, there's only so much you can ask of one player. I reckon they've got to find somewhere that zip again across half back. Zorko went down there and provided it, but you know, he had to come up the ground when they were starting to struggle as well, the Lions.
The Pies players have been pretty reserved, to be honest. You can see the relieved faces, though, of the coaches. The coaches are pumped. You can see what this win meant to them. They're feeling the heat. But the players, they've been pretty subdued and thought, just a game we need to win.